WDIV.
Good morning. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit with holistic living and Wave of Fire. This is Dr. Leslie on the air. I'm joined by Nathan Amaral.
Good morning, Dr. Leslie.
Nathan, you've had a journey this week. What's been going on?
Oh, it was crazy. I actually had to get my yellow fever vaccine before I head out to Uganda again. And, oh, man, it just knocked me out. After, you know, when I was getting the shot, they were the doctors were like really paranoid. The nurses, they were paranoid. They said, "Are you going to be okay? Is someone going to be with you?" I said, "Just give me the shot. It's no big deal."
Okay, so they're used to people getting sick when they get the shot.
I think so, yeah. And actually, they had me wait in the waiting room for half an hour just to see if anything was going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. And nothing happened. I was like, oh, I got this like a champ. Oh. And then later on that night, it was not that case.
Hello, yellow fever.
Right. Hello.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to go down that whole long path of negativity of the number of people who actually die from the vaccines that they get, because it does happen. We're not going to talk about that at length today. Mm-hmm. But I am going to tell a little story. Okay, this is Dr. Leslie's True Confessions.
Okay.
And by the way, we have the lines open today, listeners. If you are on the air, if you are joining us today and you want to join in with us today, we would love for you to call in during the show. So join the conversation. The number is 704-553-1370. We're going to be talking today. We're recapping on the power of prayer, the power of giving, the gifts of giving, and the incredible power of forgiveness for body, mind, and spirit. So if you have a sharing to do on any of those things or want to ask for guidance or let, you know, we can just open up the conversation and help you out. You know, if you've got a situation that you're working with, or you know what, if you want prayer, let's do it. We'll go there right here. Prayer on the air.
Prayer on the air.
Okay. So here's Dr. Leslie's True Confessions.
Okay.
All right. So last year, I went with my colleague, Tawny Wolf, who's also a doctor of chiropractic, and we were going with our healing methods and so on to Uganda. And I was also speaking at the Global Women's Summit, and we spoke and brought some inspirational words to a number of schools. And Dr. Tawny and I are very aware of the pros and cons of vaccines, and we both made firm decisions that we were not going to get the vaccine.
Oh, wow.
And I just said, no, I'm not.
Wow.
You know, I just don't. I don't. You know what, listeners? This is about tuning into your higher guidance. Mm. This is not about, I'm going to say there is never a blanket right or wrong. You tune in, and Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me to do, okay? So Nathan here had felt a rightness to act on this, and good.
Well, yeah, and it's also a requirement, too, for the amount of time that I'm going to be there. But I take the same path as you do, Dr. Leslie. It's like, I believe that. I don't need it. I have the ultimate healing. But, you know, if it wasn't a requirement, you know, for documentation, then I wouldn't have taken
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I will share with you that in my case, it was a requirement as well.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
So we knew it was required.
Wow.
We knew it was required. And we said, you know, if it is in the Lord's will, then we may be turned around and sent right back home when we arrive.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And but you know what? When you get the guidance, you go there.
That's right.
All right? And I had someone walking out my door. Do you need me to lock the door? I said, no, we don't do that.
Like,
oh, I see. You're safe. You don't need to in this neighborhood. I said, no, this has nothing to do with the neighborhood.
Right.
I said, I'm just as safe in northern Uganda when all the terrorism is going on.
Right.
Okay? Because when you are in your calling, that is when you're safe.
That's right.
You know, if you're not in your calling, that's right. Stack up those guns and lock all those doors and put double, triple locks and lots of alarms and see if you can protect yourself. But I want to tell you, when you are in your divine calling, you are always safe. There is nothing to fear.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. Anyway, Dr. Tawny and I, back to Dr. Leslie's True Confessions. Dr. Tawny and I were going to Uganda knowing that regulations require that you have to have a yellow fever vaccine, and we were going vaccineless. So we show up at the airport. My husband is there. It was early, like 5 o'clock in the morning. Something went wrong with the machine when we were checking in.
Oh, wow.
So it's not putting out the boarding pass. There was a mechanical breakdown. Let's just say there's technical difficulty. And so all the attendants there, the staff who would be checking us in, were paying all attention to this machine. And I didn't even know it. But my husband said while they were doing that, it was a bit of a kerfuffle, a screen came up that said yellow vaccine documentation.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that screen came and went, and nobody noticed it, and nobody asked, okay?
Oh,
and we went on and got on that plane, bless you,
wow.
Airlines.
Wow.
Okay, then we went to Uganda and checked in. I must admit, I had, you know, I was holding my breath a little bit, and I was singing, you, connecting right. with all that isness. If it's meant to be, then bring me through, okay?
Right.
We went right through customs. There was no check.
Wow.
Okay? So, but, I mean, listen, I'm not telling everybody to go taking risks like that. I'm just saying, when you wake up to where you're really hearing your divine guidance, you'll know what to do and what not to do.
Right.
And if that means you're going into northern Uganda and there's terrorism going on, and you suddenly get a prompting, you don't know why, to turn right at that corner, even though that's not your path, you turn right at that corner, right? You don't ask questions. You turn right at that corner. If you get prompted from the Holy Spirit to pick up the phone and call somebody you haven't talked to in 6 years, you pick up the phone,
right?
Mm. And then that person's going to answer, and some miracle's going to come through. This is what I have to tell you. So when your life is divinely guided, and so I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with Nathan getting that vaccine. You know, he did not have the prompting to do otherwise, right? And if he did, he would have followed that. But if there's a rightness, then you act in whatever that way is. And if it says lock the door right now, then you lock the door.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, then you walk in that total safety and knowing that I only do what the Father tells me to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are safe when we're in the zone.
That's right.
And, you know, forget about logical thinking as far as figuring out the plan for how to keep ourselves safe or the strategies for how to outsmart life, right? I'm remembering a word that was given to me years ago that I have held so dear, close to my heart because it was so impactful. And the word was this: people who trust don't do things to get good results. Okay, I'm going to say that again. People who trust don't do things to get good results.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you that divine guidance in the moment will always give you the right, most perfect, best results, no matter what. The old energy is, how can I be smart? How can I calculate the right path to outsmart life and the competition and everything else and get ahead? What strategies can I use that statistics show will bring me my best outcome? And then there comes the new walk of faith that says, I don't know why, but instead of doing all those things that I could do on my to-do list today, I'm going to sit in my prayer closet and be in prayer and meditation because I'm called to do that right now, right? You follow your guidance, and it may call you to action, but you act when it's your guidance, not when it's out of strategizing to try to make something happen, which at its basis, the foundation of strategizing is fear. Understand that the opposite of trust is fear, and the opposite of fear is trust. When we trust and we are walking in the zone, okay, then there's no need for trying to figure out how to make things go a certain way. There's no need for it. When we trust, we just walk in the divine guidance, and it happens supernaturally, okay? And by the way, modern science is bringing in lots of information to help explain those things that we've always seen as supernatural. And so, you know, we're starting to understand the supernatural.
Right, yeah. I've seen it. That's getting more popular. I think the awareness level is definitely going up around the world.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's trickling down to mainstream. You know, Galileo knew way before the masses that the world was round, you know, and circling around the sun instead of other ways. And he got in big trouble for saying that at first, but eventually, you know, the word got out.
That's
okay.
Right.
So, to be honest, some of our top scientists are very aware of what would be perceived as very mystical, magical things by the masses right now. But the truth is, if you look at it from a scientific perspective, it's logical, and we're starting to understand the dynamics of this creation that exists and the laws of the universe, you know, including our topics for today, including the laws of the universe that bring about the effects of, number one, prayer. Okay, we talked a few weeks ago about the power of prayer, and we talked about the gifts of giving aligning with the laws of the universe that bring about the return to us. It's Nathan, you talked about the law of?
The law of reciprocity.
Reciprocity. Yeah. Okay? So, right? Balance will happen.
Yeah.
And when we give, we will naturally receive as
Absolutely.
Well. It's a reciprocal.
Absolutely.
It's a reciprocal reception.
Yeah, just like the law of gravity. You know, we don't think about it. It just happens, and we just live it every day.
Right.
Without even thinking twice. It's the same thing with the law of reciprocity. When you give, you shall receive, and we talk deeply about how without expectation.
Yeah,
without expecting anything in return. Just like we don't expect, you know, anything from gravity, it just happens. Same thing with the law of reciprocity. When you act on it, it's just going to happen.
Isn't
naturally.
That beautiful? And listeners, I've heard it said before, when you give with expectation, that's not giving.
Right.
That's investing. I make an investment here, and I'm expecting in 3 weeks' time to have three times as much.
Right.
You know, that is not the same energy as giving. And so, and you know, I just want to kind of applaud Nathan here for a minute, who's been a master of giving. What a beautiful example of giving, even from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You've been living in harmony with these laws and reaping the beautiful gifts
absolutely.
On your life.
Yeah, absolutely. At a young age, I saw it happen in my life. You know, I was taught by a mentor of mine that showed me these hidden secrets or these strategies of the law of reciprocity. And I applied it. And when I saw the result, I kept taking action on it, and I kept following that same path. So,
right.
Yeah, it was powerful.
Who was your mentor? Tell us a minute about how that came through.
I have many mentors in my life, but one of them very close at that age in my life was a man named Raymond Aron.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Canada, and he helped me out a lot with goal setting, but also opened up my mind that the law of attraction. He really opened up my mind to that. So.
Right. And so how did he teach you about giving?
He taught me giving on a one-on-one. It was right after a seminar, and I actually pulled him aside, and I said, how do I get this? How do I do what you're doing? And he said, you know, you first need to find something, to find a problem, and you need to give value. You need to solve problems and give value to people, and then it's going to come back to you. They'll show up with checks. That's what he said to me. He's like, they'll show up with checks. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, my gosh. So he said, look for need in the world and find solutions to those needs.
Yes.
And as you do that for the world, then life will naturally give back to you.
Absolutely. And he had just finished speaking in a room of literally probably 900 to 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. And I said, all these people show up for you. How? You know, and he said, these people have needs. They have problems. And I'm fulfilling them.
Oh.
Yeah. And some will take action. Some won't. It's just not their right time. And I was like, wow, I never saw it that way. As soon as he told me that, that's when I knew I needed to start giving. Because at that time, I was very selfish. I just only cared about, like, certain things in my life. But I started saying, you know what? I need to start giving more into the world. And it did start coming back to me.
How awesome.
Yeah.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to remind those who've forgotten or who weren't in at that moment of the show where Nathan told, as a 14-year-old child with his paper round, he started finding needs that people had that he was able to serve. So he was asking every person that he delivered the newspaper to where they best would like their paper to be delivered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was. I always heard complaints of people saying, oh, you're so much better than my other paper boy. And I was well, what's different than what am I doing different? And they would say, oh, well, you put the paper where I want it. And I said, well, if this customer is happy with what I'm doing, maybe there's others that need it too. So,
right,
it's that attitude, right? It's the attitude of finding needs. So,
please put the paper behind the third rose bush around the corner of the house.
Oh, I had some
because it's the only place where the neighbor's dog won't get it and take it away.
There was times I was always told I was the only paper boy that got out the most of my car at the time. I was on a bicycle for a number of years. Then I would get off my bike and then literally go to the back porch and wherever they wanted it.
Isn't that beautiful? But yeah. See, you were carrying out that principle
yeah, absolutely.
Of helping to solve a problem
yeah.
or give where there's a need. And
right.
look, and then look at how life has given back to you.
Right.
All the way down to his dream love
right.
in Uganda, Africa.
And it's all about timing, because I think some people will expect, like you said, like an investment. You expect it to come back at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
I never expected it to come back like the next week or the week after. It was always over a course of time. So time
right.
plays a big element to that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you know what, folks? This sounds like a lifetime approach of
yeah,
living.
It is.
A lifetime approach of living to where globally, when we're giving and in that generosity state in life and helping to solve problems that are out there. You know, I want to say that when you help someone out, you feel blessed in the moment as well. You know,
yeah,
there's
absolutely.
A sense of upliftment that
right.
happens when you do help somebody out.
Absolutely.
And you know what? If you haven't helped somebody out or given to somebody in a while because you've been focused on your own problems, can I just suggest that you give that a go?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be amazed at how your own life will shift when you take your attention off of you and focus on helping somebody else out with their problem
right.
without resentment, without feeling like you're owed big time for doing this, okay? But actually just out of generosity from your heart. And you know what? And if you think you can't feel that right now because you feel so much lack in your life, all I have to say is it's there. Look for it. You've got it. You can go into your heart and find generosity, because deep down inside, you know that everything that you need will be provided. You know that the sense of lack and loss that can come over you in your life is temporary and it's an illusion. But deep down, we always have something else to give to someone else. And when you act on that, you actually activate the circle of life that's meant to be happening all the time, to where we're giving and we're receiving, and we're giving and receiving. But focus on the giving part, and then the giving will come back to you naturally. And if you open your heart, you will find it natural to do both, to give and to receive and allow. If you're focused on the lack and feeling like you ain't got nothing to give because life's just not working for you at all and somebody needs to help you out,
mm-hmm.
you're blocking both sides. You're blocking your giving, and you will block your receiving as well. Even when good things come to you, they're not going to show up in your life. They're not going to materialize in your world, because you will have shut down that energetic flow. It's got to be open, or else that which is there for you to receive won't show up in this realm. It'll be sitting there energetically. It'll be sitting there spiritually for everything you've asked, because
yeah.
ask and it is given. You know when the Bible says ask and the door will be open for you,
right?
Right? And knock and the door be open,
mm-hmm.
ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
yeah, it. You always do. You might say, my prayer wasn't answered.
Mm.
Can I tell you, your prayers are always answered. Every good thing that ever comes to you as an intention is always there, but you can block it materializing in your physical world if you've put a shutdown on this energy. If you are, and this is one of the laws of the universe, this is how the law of attraction works,
yeah.
is that the law of attraction will always be bringing forward evidence of what you believe. Okay? And if you believe that life stinks and that there just isn't enough and God never answers my prayers, you see
that.
There?
You're going to get that.
You'll get evidence yeah. of that in mm-hmm. this world, okay? And I'm going to tell you, though, that energetically, in the non-physical, every good thing you've ever asked for is sitting there waiting. And as soon as you align and you open up that receptive vehicle, you start aligning and becoming in harmony with all of creation and your creator, then these good things will flow to you and through you as well. Get that? They'll flow to you, and they'll also flow through you, because you're going to be giving.
Mm-hmm.
It's just natural when you're aligned. Okay, this is Dr. Leslie preaching
yeah.
today. She got on that soapbox somehow. I don't know what happened.
Well, to add to that, Dr. Leslie, I'm sure you've heard the scripture where it says, you know, God's not going to give you, he already knows the needs that you have, even before you need them.
Yes.
Right? So even though you may be shooting up a prayer or you're going through a trial, God already knows. But even though you're saying that prayer, it's timing.
Absolutely.
Sometimes these hurdles and challenges come in our life to strengthen us for what's to come.
That's exactly right.
And we see that through examples all throughout Scripture.
Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, if even though you may ask for a prayer or you need something, and, you know, kind of self-reflect. Are you always praying for needs? Are you praying for others? You know, I appreciate what you texted me these past few days. You know, are you always praying like, God, I need this, God, I need that? Or are you praying for others? Are you praying that lives will be changed? Is it all about you or is it about others?
That's right.
So even in your prayers, giving is powerful as well. And you're a good example of that.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know what? Mrs. Frances Johnson has been one of the ladies, one of our dear listeners who calls me for prayer. So folks, I don't know if you knew this was available, and I don't even know if I ever really announced, but somehow the message got through.
Awesome.
And people started calling on our line.
Great.
Yeah, to ask for prayer.
Awesome.
Which is 980-202-1055. And so, you know, Dr. Leslie was called into being a prayer warrior not knowing that was going to happen. And so I've been totally blessed by having some local listeners calling me for prayer. And Ms. Johnson called yesterday and she said, she left me a message because I didn't get it that time. She said, your prayers work because you pray for me and I feel better. I want you to pray for me again. So, you know what? When we join together and we have an opening of that energy and clarity, we can help others be in that receptive vehicle for prayers to work. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I agree with you, Nathan, that answers to prayer can be about timing. Mm-hmm. But you guys, there comes a time where everything that you stand for and intend will happen in the here and now. Now, I'm not saying that we're walking that walk yet, but I'm holding forward the vision to say that we are going to be moving into the place where we are. Jesus said, greater things than these will you do also. Okay? Where we are standing as vessels of the divine all the time, and I mean it happens in the here and now. At the moment, when things aren't showing up in the timing that we were hoping, it's because the good work of whatever that challenge is needs to keep on working to bring you into alignment, because, you know, often we don't even see where it is that we need to go through a challenge to shift where we're at. Hmm. There's blessings that are coming from it that often we're not aware of if we're not looking deeply enough into ourselves.
Yeah.
So now, anyway, we're recapping prayer, giving, and forgiving. And today I also want to bring up a new topic connected with all of these, and that has to do with fasting.
Ooh, powerful.
Okay, the power of fasting and prayer. But for a moment, I want to talk a bit more about that circle of life, the giving and receivingness. And we have Jill Madsen on the line to join us again today with some special words again about the magic of giving and how that circle of life of giving and receiving opens up. Jill, welcome again. We're so glad to have you.
Oh, thank you, Leslie, and all the listeners. It's such a delight to be here. And I was really enjoying that conversation as I was kind of listening in. And I just had one little suggestion, if it's okay.
Sure.
And that would be for listeners. I think that part of the cycle of giving-receiving is actually the hardest part is receiving. People, like if people are sick and someone has to wait on them, it's very difficult. For most people, somewhere along the line, we haven't felt worthy. And I would just like to recommend that people be quiet for a moment and just ask, maybe say aloud or think, please show me all the energy of prayers that I haven't received, or show me the gifts, the energetic gifts. Let me feel them that are hanging in my space like lights on a Christmas tree. And you will feel them.
Mm.
And you know, learning to receive is a gift, and the thing is, you're not selfish when you receive, because the more you are, the more energy you open up, the more you radiate, and the more you bless those around you back into the cycle again. Mm,
beautiful. Beautiful. So, yeah, that's important. I agree with you. You know, when we're saying that the law of attraction is always bringing forward evidence of what you believe,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that there will be a lot of times when folks are moved into a position to where they have need to receive from others. And if we believe I do not deserve, you know, or
right.
I'm then we can even block that need being fulfilled. And by the way, the Bible gives the perfect example of when Jesus went to his own hometown. The Bible said he was unable to perform miracles because of the lack of faith.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that faith incorporates a belief of our own availability to receive what it is. If someone steps up and says, yeah, I really want you to heal me, but it'll never happen for me. I don't deserve to be healed. Only the lucky people get healed. You know, only the lucky people get rich. Only the people that are of that color skin or that country of origin or that kind of upbringing or whatever it is. You know, we can hold beliefs that actually, even subconsciously, that make us negate our feeling of worthiness to be able to receive it. We actually have a story that says, I don't count in that category of people that can get this. So,
and
even,
that reminds me
of
another Bible story. Remember when Jesus was walking and some lady trails behind him and touches his robe and he feels the energy go out of him?
Mm-hmm.
And he turns to her and what does he say? He doesn't say, hey, I healed you. He says, your faith has made you well.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're part of the miracle. You did it because you believed.
Exactly.
There's that.
Powerful. Powerful.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
And another thought. Yeah, Leslie, here, just another thought. You know, another thing we need to be is when we're ready to receive a gift or to receive the energy back, we need to be open because it often comes in different forms. I remember one time I decided to make an experiment with a miracle, and I decided, okay, I'm going to do this. And I gave myself a date, and I said, I'm going to manifest a rose. And I gave myself such a period of time, and I focused on it every day up until this date. And we're down to, like, the last day, the last hour, and I'm really starting to sweat it, thinking, like, I'm all full of it. And I keep thinking, where is the rose? And I kept looking for a physical rose. And I'm standing there on the street corner, and I look up, and there's a truck. And on its side, it's advertising roses.
Oh.
There's my rose.
That's gorgeous. So sometimes it shows, what can we say? Sometimes it shows up in unexpected ways, right?
Yeah. So you have to be open.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Well, we are just going to take a short break from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Listeners, stay tuned for more with the Dr. Leslie Show, Holistic Healing and Wave of Fire.
This is Judy Satori, and I want to talk to you today about some incredible new Harmony flower remedy mists that came to me quite by accident. You spray them on the back of your neck, and what they do is they support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create, because they help to clear all this karmic miasmic patterning that we all have and are all releasing at this time. So as you breathe in the mists, you'll find that the agitation, if you have anxiety, or the fear, if you have fear, or grief, if you have grief, these emotions, which are really unpleasant and are really only part of a release, they release. So I highly recommend them, and I found the meditation spray excellent.
To order your Creating Harmony Flower Essence Mist, go to creatingharmonyllc.com or call us on 980-202-1055. 980-202-1055 to order your own mist.
Hi, this is Nami Neswitz, and I'm here to share with you about the spiritual attunement session I received from Dr. Leslie. I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking, what is different? I smile and tell them, go see Dr. Leslie. I also receive guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055, or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055, 980-202-1055. Blessings and walk sacred. And welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Holistic Living and Wave of Fire. We've got Nathan in the room, Dr. Leslie here, and Jill Madsen on the phone. We got the little team going on. Now, before we move back into the focus of conversation, I've got an announcement to make about an event that takes place tomorrow. It's called an Afternoon of Awakening, and this is at this healing center in Mooresville called Spirit of Alara. So this is, for local listeners, this is just north of Charlotte. It's 155 Joe Knox Avenue, and I am going to be there, amongst others, okay? So this is going to be Dr. Leslie. If you have been listening to the show and you would like to meet face-to-face, I'm going to be there offering short snacks of spiritual attunements, okay? So you can go there. The afternoon goes from 1:30 to 5 o'clock. That's tomorrow, October the 19th, at Alara Wellness Center that is on 155 Joe Knox Avenue in Mooresville. And you can come in and book for a spiritual attunement session for 15 minutes. So it's a snack. It's a sampler. And we can meet face-to-face as well. And if there's anything that you want to talk about that we've been discussing on the show or a personal thing going on in your life, I look forward to meeting you. You know, I'm taking Nathan's advice, and I'm going to look for ways that I can help you solve your problems. And you know what? One of the best ways I can do is for me to step out of the way and let's just tune in together with a spiritual attunement and ask for the Holy Spirit to bring through the word, okay? So I tend to bring through a bit of life coaching from the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. things that I wouldn't have any knowledge about whatsoever, but the Spirit moves through me and to me, and we're able to learn of things that will help you tremendously, and often very practical guidance about specific steps that need to be taken in your own life to come through whatever challenge it is. At any rate, again, that's at the Spirit of Alara, that healing center on 155 Joe Knox Avenue. That's called an Afternoon of Awakening with myself and other facilitators between 1:30 and 5 p.m. tomorrow. For $45, you can have a 15-minute spiritual attunement where we tune into higher guidance and bring through words of knowledge from the Holy Spirit about your particular circumstances. Now, listeners, while I'm telling you that, I want to say that I have committed to every $45 contribution that comes into me for the spiritual attunements tomorrow at the Spirit of Alara event is going to contribute to support the radio show. Awesome. Okay? So I'm donating my afternoon to bring forward financial support. So this means that when you come and you give your $45 for the spiritual attunement that you're going to get, you are donating to this show. And that's what I'm a stand for right now. In fact, I had an inspiring conversation this week, and a couple of things were decided. I got the guidance from the Holy Spirit that said yes. And the first thing is that I am in a state of fasting and prayer for the financial support of this show this weekend. Today, I'm starting with a liquid diet. So I had actually a protein drink this morning, and I'll be having juices this afternoon. Tomorrow, I will have clear juices only, and Sunday, just water. So those are my 3 days of progressively expanded fast. For 3 days of fasting and prayer in the stand for financial support for this radio show and the blessings that it brings to people being enhanced. So, Jill, now that we're talking about fasting a little bit, I bet you've got a few words of knowledge in your back pocket about the history of fasting and the power of fasting. Why does fasting make a difference?
Well, first of all, let me tell you an old Bible story, and then we'll go into how it works and why it works. Now, I can't remember the source because it was about 15 years ago, but I've spent about 20, 25 years just reading antiquity. And I remember at one point in time, maybe about 15 years ago, I got this translation of some Aramaic text, and it was a hidden Bible. And throughout the time period in the Old Testament, there were always inner circles. Like the Essenes, for example, were a group of people that were into healing and producing miracles, and they would have like an inner circle. And they felt that their information was so powerful that they would only give it to people who had values, lest they give it to someone, you know, like a Hitler or something like that. They're being very protective of mankind. So this document was one of the hidden Old Testament Bibles, or secrets. And in it was one of, I forget which one now, but it was one of our Bible heroes in the Old Testament. And he needed information and contact with God. He needed to hear, not to pray, he needed to hear. And so he fasted originally for 10 days, and they were talking about it like loosening the veils, that as he cleared his system out and as he was still and fasted, he was able to connect to the divine. And in this story, at the end of 10 days, an angel came to him and gave him answers. And then as the story goes along, he mulls it over. And he has more questions. So he fasts another 10 days. What a way to lose weight.
Wow.
And he fasts another 10 days. And then the angel comes again because he's making himself thinner. This is the way the text was describing it. To be able to meet on the same level as some type of divine messenger. And again, he gets an answer. And again, he mulls it over. He fasts the final 30 days, like, wow. And then this super huge being comes, and of course, everything is answered. And that was the story. And might I suggest that when Jesus was out in the desert, he's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's fasting. Why is he fasting? He's fasting because he wants to commune with, exchange energy with, to and from, here's your law of attraction, start to ingest from the Holy Spirit to be that vital force. That's what Jesus was doing in the desert.
Wow.
And
it makes me think about becoming a bit less physical, you know, less dense, and raising our vibration and even lightening up in every way. We're becoming a bit less physical when we get like that, don't we? Gosh, I
absolutely
can't believe this 30-day
fast. When you fast, one of the first things you do, if you're a coffee drinker, you'll start to have a headache because mm-hmm. the caffeine's going out.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find that your body has to use a tremendous amount of its energy for digestion, particularly red meat. And we don't think about it. We're like so oblivious. And we have energy to do what we do. So it's like not an issue. But yet it is. Because really, when you're looking for answers, you're looking for energy, if you're looking to power up to help and bless more people, you need to be a bigger conduit to the divine.
Mm.
And when you when your body's constantly digesting food, and then, if that's not bad enough, our food has pesticides, it has GMOs, it has all kinds of crap. And just think of the crap as like clogging our telephone line to God. And we just clog up. And even our judgments and thoughts, all these things are energy. And as you fast, you start to release them. So indeed, fasting is a method of becoming close to God.
Absolutely. And for those that are listening that have been tuning in with us or exploring on their own about the understanding of our vibrational frequency, that we are particles of rapidly, we are beings of rapidly moving particles, and the speed or the frequency of the waves of what we are determines how dense we are or how light we are. And so we talk about the beings in the Bible, like Elijah, who it's says he was and then he was not. And this man also, it says, walked regularly with God. I would say that he ascended. He became so light in his beingness that his frequency was going up and up and up in the presence of that which is non-physical, and that is our source, that's just infinite love. It's such a high vibration that he was in training and in training. In other words, he was becoming more and more like that until he wasn't physical anymore, right? And so we're getting lighter as we raise our frequency. We're able to also tune in to those higher frequencies, which means I find that when I am in fasting and prayer, I'm able to access more direct communication with that which we call God. I'm able to raise that antenna and hear those radio waves from heaven that we ordinarily wouldn't be hearing. It's about raising the frequency. Now, Jill, I just wanted to interject something while we're talking about this. I told everyone that I'm on a fast this weekend, not just a fast. This isn't just for my detoxing and purification or weight loss. It's also a fast that's with an intention and holding with it prayer and meditation for the bringing through of financial support for the radio show. And so along those lines, Kathy Smith, who is the creator of the Creating Harmony LLC Miss, the energy mist that we talk about and that Judy Satori has put a recorded testimony about here on the show, which are beautiful, beautiful mists that have been helpful in my own practice. Well, she's offered that for anyone who contributes during the show today or within the next week, okay? So within the next week, so what date would that be? Let's look. What date are we going to be a week from now? I'm going to let the fellows in the office look at the calendars. Yeah, okay, here we are. 25th. So today's the 18th through October the 25th. Any donation for the show of $50 or more, Kathy Smith is going to contribute a free bottle of her mist, her Creating Harmony Miss. And if you contribute $100 or more, you will be delivered her whole pack, okay, which includes Clearing Fear and Anxiety Mist, Clearing Stress Mist, the Grief Relief Mist, the Emotional and Attitudinal Balancing Mist, and the Meditation Mist. And the meditation I just love to use to help tune in to spirit, to that which we call God, more, because it just helps raise your frequency and awareness so quickly. Now, we've got a listener who's called in on the phone now who has been using those mists, and this is Linda Griffin. Linda, are you there?
I am.
Thank you for calling. So we want to hear from you what your experience has been. Kathy Smith has offered to our listeners a free bottle of her Creating Harmony Miss, her energy lifting miss, if they contribute $50, if they donate $50 towards the support of the radio show today or this week through October 25th. And if they contribute $100, they get the whole pack of all five of the different mists. Now, you've been using some of the mists yourself, is that right?
I have. I've been using the Clearing Stress Mist, and I've just found it to be really wonderful, because I would be what I consider somewhat of a sensitive person. I don't like to be around people who are using what I consider like heavy perfumes and that type thing, but this is so subtle, and it's just like a warm blanket of comfort. It's just really, really a wonderful mist. It to me, it helps with some anxiety issues. It really has.
Okay, so how are you using the mist?
And I'm even going to order some more for my grandchildren.
Are you? Oh, for your grandchildren.
I am. Right.
Have you tried it on your grandchildren?
I have. I've just sprayed it gently, and it's just, I don't know. I just think, it to me, it's just, like I say, a very subtle thing, and it just tends to be, it leaves them in a sweet mood, just a calming, you know, and even the little ones these days are under some stress that we wish maybe they weren't, but it's just been a very beneficial thing.
Oh, that's wonderful. So how do you use the mist on a day-to-day plan? You know, I mean, do you get up in the morning and use it, or is there a certain time, or do you just use it when you're not feeling well? How has it been
just
showing?
Just generally, if I'm not feeling well, I'm just feeling kind of anxious and anxiety, and they'll just spray. And it's been just a neat thing. I would really recommend it for anyone to try.
Terrific. Well, Linda, thank you so much for calling and sharing with us your story about the mist.
Absolutely.
Now, you first experienced those when I was using them in my practice, right?
That's right.
So that's how you knew about it.
Exactly.
And I learned Linda had asked me. Go ahead.
The grief mist also was so sweet. And I'll say if you do order, it's just a wonderful thing from her, and you can even get some free samples. So it's a great site to visit for sure.
Oh, did she give you some free samples of other myths?
She did. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that's how you've known about
sweet.
The other. This is Kathy Smith, who has now contributed her life to, you know what, fulfilling and solving a need for people, right? She's left her corporate work. Yeah. I know confidentially that she was in software development herself. Yeah. And this is what she's doing now. She's helping people solve their problems with these really special myths that are using the latest in technology and energy medicine, I'm going to say, within a spray. And she works with vibrational frequencies through crystals and homeopathic remedies and things that I don't know much about, but I just know the effects and the smell. Even I don't know if she has aromatherapy in there, but boy, when you smell it, it's like an instant effect on your consciousness and your body. You just kind of, oh.
It is. It's just very soothing is just the word that comes to mind. It's just, I don't know, just healing.
Yeah. So we want to just honor Kathy for a moment. Kathy, thank you for all the giving that you're doing now and following your calling, right? And life's giving back to Kathy. Well, thank you, Linda. Thanks for calling.
Great.
So, listeners, if you would like to contribute for the financial support of the Dr. Leslie Show with Holistic Living and Wave of Fire, if you would like to be a part of this solution for others' problems by helping them have more understanding of life in body, mind, and spirit, having them have more support from the positivity and love that we all bring through together as a community, then you can contribute to this show by going on to the website. Our website is bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's BRIDGE, bridge like over troubled waters. Holistic starts with an H, so it's HOL, holistic, and then healing.com. And there you can make contributions. If you do, we will automatically get your email address when you do that through PayPal, and we will send to you your gift from Kathy this week. Any contributions made of $50, you will get the Creating Harmony Essence of your choice. You get one bottle of your choice of the Creative Harmony Essences, and if you contribute $100 or more, you get the whole set of five. And it sounds like Linda's saying that Kathy throws in some little samples there, too, so that you can try the other ones. So for those who feel prompted by the Spirit, you just know that you can go onto the website to contribute. Again, it's bridgeholistichealing.com. Now, Jill Mattson, we're coming back to you, my dear. We're talking about empowering ourselves through fasting and prayer. And I said, you know, we're kind of recapping. We've talked about the power of prayer. We've talked about the gifts of giving. And we've talked about the absolute transformation of forgiving in our lives. And now to add to that set of tools, to add to that toolbox, I want to be emphasizing further the power of fasting. And again, I have committed myself for a progressive fast this weekend. I am fasting, praying, and meditating with the intention to bring forth abundant support for this radio show, for the continuation of the Dr. Leslie Show with Holistic Living and Wave of Fire, to bring the support to the world that these conversations are bringing to our listeners. So, Kathy, I'm sorry, not Kathy, Jill. I was talking about Kathy Smith a minute ago. Jill, when we mix fasting with prayer and meditation, there's some kind of an alchemy that comes together. You know, I know that Beyonce has testified that she's lost a bunch of weight recently from fasting. And I know there's a bunch of people who, with no intention towards their spiritual path whatsoever, will go through fast, sometimes not even thinking about purifying their body, but just to lose weight. Or just to lose belly fat, mm-hmm. or just to fit into that size 5 dress that they haven't been able to wear for 15 years. And I just want to say that that's a lot different than fasting in conjunction with prayer and meditation towards raising our consciousness or towards communication with the divine. Now, Jill, the story you were just telling was talking about this example of fasting when he had a question. He's like, okay, I've got another question, so I'm going to fast for another 10 days. But what did he get? He got visitation of spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, mm-hmm. you know, boy, that's beyond a normal answer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, he saw the angel. It was an angel that came to him. And I want to just comment how, explain how what you just described works. Mm. In antiquity, people looked at the vast world or realm of miracles, but they would observe it through the octaves or through the range of sound. Not that sounds better, but they could understand how phenomenon worked, and then they could apply that to other realms of energy. And there's a little science thing called resonance that if you have a frequency of a G-string here and a frequency of a G-string there, energy transfers on the same pitch. And your thoughts, your feelings, your body, and angels and divine guidance, the Holy Spirit, these all have frequencies, and they transfer to those realms. So think of each little thing that you're doing as amplification. So you're fasting, add, I don't know, 10 points of energy. You're praying, add 20. You're meditating, you're now up to 30. Add my healing music at free at jillswingsoflight.com. Add 40. Pledge to the station, add 50. Use the fragrances, add, you're up to 60 points.
Wow.
It's like all these different perspectives they give to you, and they can energize. And the cumulative effect is not really accurate the way I said it. It's not even so much additive. It's more exponential.
Wow.
So it's like when you do two or three of them, it's like you go up 1,000% in energy, really, more than just doubling. It's very powerful to combine modalities, just like you said.
That's awesome. Well, now I just love this list you just came out with, though. That's amazing. So let's start with that again. So we're talking about fasting. So that's mm-hmm. going to raise the frequency a certain amount. And then we mm-hmm. add to that prayer, and that's going to raise the frequency again. Meditation, which is more the stillness, the quietness, the listening to the voice mm-hmm. of God. That's going to add even more. Listening to Jill's music, which is specifically calibrated to raise our frequency and purify our energetic field. Did I say that well, Jill? Am I getting that accurately?
Yes, you did.
Okay,
yes, you did.
So it purifies our energetic field, and that's at jillswingsoflight.com. Okay, so that's going to add more still. Then we add in the sprays, like Kathy Smith's Mist from Creating Harmony, that's going to lift our field using that technology. So exponentially, we're getting more and more and more. I know
and
that.
And giving.
Yes, and okay, giving. And giving. Exactly. So with giving to the radio show, then we're mm-hmm. exercising that lift of our own frequency and aligning ourselves with that circle of life that allows us to be in the flow of the movement of energy, to where we move it as we give, and then as the energy moves, we end up giving and receiving and giving and receiving and becoming more at one with all. Would you say? Mm-hmm. Because we're opening up that circle. We're opening up that connection between us and that which is perceived outside of us as well. That's amazing.
And then in the big picture, think of God as I am the Alpha and the Omega, and we're little children of God growing up.
Yeah, I love that. Growing up. So this is about moving out of kindergarten into and past elementary school, high school, college, and finally we're working on those doctorate and master's degrees, folks. So, hey, when you start lining all these things up together, and can I add something else to the list? Positive thought, reaching for, becoming accountable for what we're thinking moment to moment. That means noticing, stinking thinking when it starts to peep its little nose in the door and go, oh, notice that, shift that, just like Jill, you gave us a beautiful, you know, example of your own experience, but just about noticing what we're thinking and letting it go. So listeners, we're going to add one more little piece to it right now, and that's going to be connecting with that which is beyond us, that which we call God, through the language of light or tongues of angels. We're going to be closing the show now. If you just allow yourself to be like a sponge and receive the gift of the frequencies of this language, which our mind doesn't have to understand. It just flows with the spirit.
And God bless us, everyone.
Yes. Ayasha Kanamani Osokoye. Rihi Shakonamani Osoko. Le si ananamani eshe. Yi namane. Yi aname. Yasono mone yasatai. La si katato pashakaye. Li katanamani asakai. You are never alone. Love surrounds you and flows to you and through you as much as you allow. We are connected and as one. We send you with blessings until next week. Walk sacred. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. If you would like to make a donation to help keep the Dr. Leslie Show on the air, we receive your help with humility and deepest gratitude. Thank you for giving. Your giving opens you to richly receive into your life. If you'd like to advertise or donate to help this show, check out our website, bridgeholistichealing.com. That's bridge, holistic with an H, healing.com. Or for more info, call me on 980-202-1055. That's 980-202-1055. Brothers and sisters, remember, you are loved. All is well, and you are never alone. See you next week on the Dr. Leslie Show.